Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, thanks. Welcome to our Seed Time and Harvest broadcast today. I'm Bishop Atkinson. I bless you in the listening audience today. We're so glad to have this opportunity to come and speak life to you today. We're starting a new series of studies this week. Praise the Lord. We've been going over a series of studies previously, dealing with the different types of psalms. Today we're going to be starting a series dealing with practical Christianity. So you don't want to miss any of our upcoming lessons for this month of August. And then we'll be starting our new lessons starting in September. Today's lesson is entitled Encouragement for Dealing with Trials. We're going to be dealing with trials and looking at the book of James to understand how we can get encouragement for troubled times. So go ahead and prepare and get your Bible, paper, and pencils that you can be prepared to take notes and study along with us. This is going to be some very practical and dynamic teaching that's going to really bless you. I really do believe that. Hallelujah. I also want to thank all of our cell church members and acknowledge all of them in Tennessee and in Florida and South Carolina. Had a wonderful time of meeting with our South Carolina crew from Columbia here in Atlanta over the weekend. God bless each and every one of them. Also, today's our monthly missions offering, so we thank God for each and every one of you who are continuing to support the work of the ministry of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Someone say with me, encouragement for troubled times. That's what we're going to be talking about as we begin this series of studies about practical Christianity as we take a look and a walk through the book of James. I'm going to give you our key verse as well as our central truth for this week's lesson in just a moment. So if you're going to be taking notes with us, let me give you the study text that we're going to be using for today's lesson. It is going to be coming from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 1 through 27. And so we may not get a chance to read the entirety of that text, so you'll have that for times of meditation and prayer. And our chat line will also be open for during this broadcast for you to leave prayer requests and or praise reports. We always want to encourage you to do that. Always welcome in the Atlanta area to come out for our weekly cell church fellowships as well as monthly corporate worship and training seminars. Next Saturday, let me get these announcements out of the way. Next Saturday, we're going to be doing a Kingdom Business Network Skype session, helping you to understand how to do some graphic design and website design for those who are interested in doing that. There's a $15 registration for that. So you want to contact us if you want to be involved in that. And also our upcoming Bible college classes here in the Atlanta area. You want to find out about those. Here's our phone number, 678-278-9622. Again, our phone number is 678-278-9622. Or you can visit our main website, which is agministries.net. That's Amazing Grace Ministries. And we'd love to communicate with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise right now, wherever you are in the atmosphere. Let's just give God thanks. Let's give you now our key verse as well as our central truth, starting with our central truth. The central truth for this week's lesson is, by God's grace, we endure and overcome trials. I want you to keep that in your mind as we go through this week's lesson. The key verse that we're taking a look at today is James chapter 1, verse 12. And we'll read both the King James Version and the New International Version for your hearing now. The King James Version of James 1 and 12 reads, "Blessed is the man or person endureth temptation, for when they are tried, they shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." The New International Version reads, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor, we give you glory today. We ascribe worth to you. We exalt and magnify your holy name. We praise you in the heavens and we praise you in the earth, O God. Let your name be exalted even now over the life of every person who's listening to the sound and hearing my voice. Let it be manifested over their bodies to bring wholeness and healing. Let it be manifested over their mind to bring peace and comfort. Let it manifest now, Father, over their hearts to bring joy and excitement and celebration of life. Father, even for those who may be experiencing troubled times now, bring peace, bring comfort. Open us, Lord, right now. Move by your Spirit, O God, that we may comprehend and apprehend what the Word of God is speaking to us today. Let your joy overflow and let your grace abound in our lives. For we realize that with God all things are possible and that we are overcomers through him. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah to the Lord. Encouragement, saints. Encouragement for troubled times is what we're looking at today. We're going to be looking at a portion of the book of James as we begin this series of studies dealing with practical Christianity. And so the outline that we're going to be using for this week's lesson, if you're taking notes, you can write these down. The first point of outline that I'd like to discuss with you today is persevere in trials. Persevere in trials. In that section, we're going to talk about God's purpose in trials, and God's purpose brings perspective. The second point of outline is acknowledge God's goodness. In that section, we'll talk about God does not tempt us with evil and that God is good. And our third and final point of outline is hear and obey God's voice, or hear and obey God's word. That means we need to have a teachable heart, and we're going to understand what true religion is as we conclude with that final portion of our scripture. So again, saints, I'm very excited that God has allowed us this opportunity to dig into his word today. It's just like we feed our natural bodies on a regular basis. We need to feed our spiritual bodies, our soul, on a regular basis, too. And I'm glad that you have joined in with me on this day. So, again, as we think about the introduction for this week's lesson about encouragement for troubled times, I want you to say encouragement. Yes, it may not be you who's going through a trial right now. It may not be you who are experiencing trouble, but it may be somebody you know. And that means that today we have the opportunity and the privilege to intercede for them or stand in the gap. So that should be enough to get you excited as well. Now, as we introduce this week's lesson in this series of studies about Christian practical Christianity from the book of James, we want to recognize that God will help us persevere during times of trial. And I want you to be able to acknowledge that God is good all the time, even when you're going through trying times or difficult times or troubled times. God is good. And we also want you to know that he is not the source of evil that takes place in our lives. Certain things just happen as a matter of consequence or circumstance. And then when you get that, you'll be able to comprehend our need. Sometimes it's hard to understand why things happen. Sometimes we may question God and say, God, why does bad things happen to good people? And when we have questions like that, we need to learn and respond to the Word of God. And that is why I believe today that as you allow yourself to submit to learning and hearing the Word of God today, that God will speak to you, that the Holy Spirit will give you strength. He will give you peace. He will give you comfort. He may even give you answers and bring you to a place of victory. Somebody say glory, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. So again, saints, the Christian life is not meant to be easy. Sometimes people used to say, or you may have heard someone say, that nobody promised me that the road would be easy. And that is what the Christian life also. Coming to know Christ doesn't mean that we're free of trials, doesn't mean that we're going to be free from trouble. In fact, the scripture even suggests that there may be different types of trials and troubles that we may encounter just because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. So we're going to talk about several different ways in which trials and trouble can come into our lives. Some are brought about by circumstances out of our control. Some are brought about as a consequence of our choices. and some are brought about, yes, indeed, as a consequence of other people's actions, whether good or bad. And so in many respects, our earthly lives prepare us for eternity. And the process of that preparation, saints, includes trials and testing as well. Now, as followers of Christ, I want us to know that we can have confidence. Somebody say confidence. Confidence is another word that can be related to faith. We can have confidence or we can have faith during difficult periods when we realize that we are under God's sovereign care and control. You see, saints, God has promised to use trials, tribulations, or temptations, or circumstances to build us and to make us stronger. And as we go through today's lesson, looking at the book of James, we're going to explore how we can be encouraged during these times in our life. Somebody says encouragement for troubled times. We're going to have confidence and we're going to place our faith in the one who can today. Now let's go ahead and take a look at our first portion of scripture. If you're going to be reading along with us, we're going to be looking at James chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. And our first section is talking to us about how to persevere in trials. And we're going to understand something about God's purpose in trials as we look at these portions of scripture here. James chapter 1, start reading at verse 1. It says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Verse 5 says, if any one of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person, verse 7 concludes, should not expect to receive anything from the Lord, for such a person is double-minded and unstable in all that they do. So here we see James speaking somewhat to the purpose of God in trials. And this points to the fact that God thinks that God does everything, whatever he allows, it has a purpose, or it can play a purpose in bringing us closer to God. And so James says that trials produce certain things in our lives. He mentions how it produces perseverance, that is, the endurance to go through. I think about the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, when I think about this point right here, where it says, they that wait upon the Lord. And how many of you know waiting sometimes can be one of the most difficult things that we can do in life? But God gives you this perseverance if you're facing trials to learn how to wait. There's another word in Galatians that Paul used as one of the fruit of the Spirit called long-suffering. It means to endure hardship without complaining. Somebody ought to give God praise today. Somebody may need that type of anointing to come upon their life even now. Well, the good news is it is available to you. And that is what the book of James taught with us about in this first section of how to persevere in trials. Now, let's read a little bit more in that James chapter 1, starting with verse 9. Let's read 9 through 12. He says, believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, he says, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom fails and falls, its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the writer says, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. But blessed, verse 12 says, blessed is the one who perseveres. Somebody said perseveres. blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Here's the purpose. Because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. How many of you know the Lord has promised that if you love him and you will persevere as you stand through your test, some of you going through your test, your trial, your troubling situation, even now, I want you to hold on. I want you to persevere. I want you to endure whatever time, trial, or trouble without complaining right now. I want you to learn something from this book of James as he teaches us about how to persevere in trials. The first thing we need to do is understand God's purpose in trials and not allow your trouble to control your mind. See, what James was trying to get his writers and readers to understand is what the Holy Spirit wants them today, is that when we understand more about God's purpose for allowing things to happen, it brings a new perspective. For instance, some people may look at a glass and the liquid is halfway up the glass or container and say the glass is half empty. Another person may look at that same container and say it is half full. What the enemy wants us to do by bringing trials and tribulations and get us to focus on our problems instead of a problem solver is to look at our life as half empty. But what the Holy Spirit is trying to do, even through this message today, is saying your glass is half full. Glory to God in the highest. Because, saints, many of you may have heard this said before, that, you know, when you think you're going through a bad time or your life is in trouble or your life is not good, there's always somebody whose life is worse off than yours. Somebody ought to give God a praise today. Yes, see, James, in this writing, he's given us some real practical wisdom and advice to help us with everyday life struggles. How many of you know God is concerned about your life? So I pray that you're really able to maybe tap in and understand why certain things may be allowed in your life and how you need to respond to those things. This is the beauty of what James is giving us in this early part of the writing, saints, because trials, whether we like it or not, are a normal part of everybody's life, Christians included. Now, so as we see here in the book of James, he says that we greet trials with pure joy. Now, how can we be joyful when experiencing something that robs us of joy, saints? Well, he goes on to answer that question in the very next two verses, verses 3 and 4, when he says that we can be confident that God, hallelujah, somebody give God a praise. See, you can have confidence or faith in God that he is at work in our trials. You may be familiar with what Paul says to the church in Rome, that he said, for we know that in all things God worketh for the good. We got another scripture from, I believe, the book of Isaiah that says that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. So when we tap into these things a little bit, and we're able to look not at the problem, but as we're able to focus our attention, the problem solver, we'll get confidence. Somebody may need confidence right now today. And remember I told you that that word confidence is simply another way of saying we need our faith to be increased today. I pray that you will simply place that faith in God's ability and not your ability, and I believe you'll be able to have perseverance to make it through whatever trial you may be facing. Somebody give God praise. Today we're looking at the book of James, and we're dealing with a topic of dealing with trials, encouragement for troubled times. So again, when we understand that God is at work in us, it will produce those qualities of patience and perseverance that we need to go through or endure our situation, thanks to God. I want you to know, before we go to our second point, that God is much more concerned about us than he is about our circumstances. Sometimes he quiets the storms, and other times he may simply quiet his child. So when we face why questions, saints, James instructed us to take the matter to God. if we lack wisdom and understanding amid our trials, which is quite often the case, we need to ask God for help. And he will grant us the wisdom we need as long as we ask in faith rather than with unbelieving hearts. So that may raise a question for some of you who are listening today. Why then is faith so critical? Because unbelief leads us to spiritual instability. Our minds become divided as we seek to solve issues on our own, or we try to solve our own problems. Sometimes you may have heard people say, we're trying to figure out what God, come on somebody, God has already worked out. So it's best just to give it to him. But when we try to solve our own issues and try to cling to our own shallow understanding, instead of humbling submitting ourselves to trusting God, the problem seems bigger than it really is. Listen to those saints of God. I want you to know that your circumstance is not an indication of God's disfavor with you. Sometimes your situations is a chastisement of God, and it's an indication of God's favor in your life. God doesn't play favorites. He's not a respecter of persons, saints. James scripture talked about the fact that the rich and poor are on the same level as far as God is concerned. All people, Christians, non-Christians, Jew, Muslim, Hindu, atheist, we all face trials in life. And God is at work in us to accomplish a greater eternal purpose for all of us, saints. So, listen, if you are facing a trial, I want you to surrender your fears and uncertainties to the Lord today. If you don't know the Lord, I pray that you begin to have confidence and place your faith in him today. I want you to seek God, the one who has all power. Seek him for insight into your situation today. I want you to trust him to see you through. And then I want you to be able to rest in the assurance that he is at work in you to strengthen your faith and to prepare you for eternity in his presence. Yes, yes, yes. Today we're talking about encouragement for troubled times as we look at the book of James. We're dealing with some practical Christianity today, saints. Now, one final question before we go to the second point. What should we do when we find ourselves struggling to understand our trials? What should we do, saints of God? Well, as we talked about earlier, we know that difficult circumstances can often cloud our sense of reality. We know that times when we're going through difficulties, our emotions can get in the way of our understanding when we struggle with issues surrounding the trial. You know, there's a thing that the scripture says in the New Testament that we should not be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Just let that request, turn that thing over to God. And then it says that the peace of God will guard our heart and mind, so that way our emotions won't get the best of us. Sometimes we can even lose track of life's real purpose when we're so consumed with our situation. And the only remedy, saints, that we can turn to in these times is to return to the truth of God's control. Somebody say with me now, God is in control. No matter what it seems like in your life right now, no matter what you may be going through, I want you to be able to decree and declare out of your mouth that God is in control and that he can protect you. And then when we continue to speak these words of life, we will learn to rejoice even when life is hard. Somebody give God a praise today. So far, as we've taken a look at encouragement for troubled times, we see that we need to learn something from the book of James about how we can persevere in those times. The second thing that James talks about is to acknowledge God's goodness. If you see verses 13 through 18 of chapter 1, it's telling us that we need to acknowledge God. Remember what the scripture says in another place, that in trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, somebody said all my ways, I need to acknowledge God. And he will guide and direct my footsteps. James has given us some very practical advice today. The scriptures give us very practical advice of how we should respond to troubled times and trials in our life. You see, we all face difficult situations from time to time. But the thing is not to dwell on that situation, not to get stuck. Continue to go through, and as long as you're going through, you're going to come out, thanks to God. So James says, acknowledge God's goodness through verses 13 through 18 of James 1. And what he's saying is, saints, that we must not confuse God's use of trials to strengthen our faith with the devil's attacks of temptation to sin. You see, God is good, James says, and temptation is not God's work. Instead, temptation is the result of our own fallen nature being drawn away by our own lust. So when we face the trials of life, we must maintain a strong conviction of the goodness of God. For he is not the initiator of evil, but he works only toward our good. Hallelujah. Sometimes the devil will try to get us to almost want to blame God for our situation. So temptation is to be resisted, saints, for it can lead us to sin or to lead us away from God. And sin, if it is allowed to go unchecked, has the potential to bring spiritual destruction into our life. So yet, when hard times come, temptation often follows. Our defense is sometimes lowered during that time. Sometimes we may be inclined to focus on ourselves. During these times, our faith is being tested. And in such moments, we must maintain a proper perspective on God. We need to know that God is good all the time, even when you're going through difficult times. So God has our best interest in view always. And by acknowledging his goodness, saints, we're better equipped to handle the hardships of trials. See, in God, we will find the strength we need to overcome every circumstance. That is when Isaiah says that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Why? Because God is good. Hallelujah. So it is essential for us to affirm that God is good, saints, knowing that he cannot change and that he cannot tempt us with evil. Let's take a look at our third and final point of outline, which is found in verses 19 to 27. I won't have enough time to read that, but you look at verses 19 to 27, James' final point he made is to hear and obey God's voice. I want you to know that God's word helps us distinguish between good and evil. Our need for the word is especially strong during trials. You see, saints, in these times it can be hard to humble ourselves. Pride causes us to act in ways that contradict God's will for us, but his word reminds us that our faith must be accompanied by righteous action in good times and in bad times. You see, our lives must be characterized by faith that is genuine. James noted that genuine religion is seen in how we act, not what we say. And this is reflected in what we value. So listen, saints, obedience becomes apparent in love as well as purity. You never know what's in a person until you rub them the wrong way. And God is sometimes allowing things to happen to purify us, to purify our hearts. And I want you to stay true to God, no matter what you're facing. I encourage you today to endure or persevere through the situation. And in conclusion, saints, whatever the source of your trial, the Lord will give you the grace that you need to overcome. If we look to him through the struggle, despite the challenge to our faith, he will give us the strength to endure. And if we fall short by responding to trials in a way that is unpleasing to God, he will forgive and restore us when we turn to him. So take a few minutes to give God thanks for his grace and mercy. And if you are going through a test of your faith, ask him to help you to endure and to learn whatever circumstances you might be facing. And remember that whatever you must endure in this life, God is there with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you, and he is preparing you for an eternal reward that outshines all the adversity that you could go through in this world. We talked with you today, saints, about endurance and encouragement for troubled times. You be blessed. Jesus' name.